Welcome to the 5 a.m. call, where the best dreams happen when you are awake. This is the first step to being successful in your business and achieving the growth you desire in your life. But it doesn't have to stop here. It's why we created BAMX, our platform for you to be the professional you need to be in this uncertain market. Not articles behind a paywall that only pontificate what you should think and do, but education that actually shows you how to do what you need in today's market. Every day, we continue to add more content to BAMX and our private Facebook community. Content that works. Content that our members have exclusive access to daily. That's why over 1,500 of you and climbing have joined us in BAMX. Use code 5AM and join the thousands of agents taking their business to the next level today. Code 5AM for 10% off. See you in BAMX.
Good morning, everyone. Today is Friday, March 22nd, 2024. My name is Sarah Desimores from the SD Group at Douglas Elliman in Miami, Florida. And I'm talking to you directly from cold Montreal, Canada. Welcome to the 5 a.m. Club, where we start the day on a positive note and challenge you towards abundance and growth. So, happy Friday, TGIF. And today I want you to reflect on this quote. In a world where you can be anything, be kind. How have you been treating others this year? How have you been treating others this week, this month, this past quarter, right? Just this past year, for example. How have you been? Have you been jumpy? Have you been understanding? Have you been, you know, more nonchalant than other times? Just take an assessment on how you've treated others. Now, think about how you've been treated as well, right? Do you feel like people this year are more jumpy? Do you feel like some of your clients are more stressed out, right? How do you feel like you've been treated? And you feel like you've been reactive to things? Do you feel like you've been, you know, taking things more personally? Do you feel like you've been reacting more quickly before taking time to assess the situation, right? And when I talk about others, I talk about colleagues, leaders, customer service reps, tellers at the bank, etc. I'm not just talking about people who are directly around you, but, you know, service workers, receptionists, just people you encounter with, you know, people you encounter on a daily basis, or not even on a daily basis, once in a while, right? Are you more reactive? Are you the type of person that's been matching energy? Like, if someone's rude to you, are you rude to them back, right? Or are you nicer to people if they're nice to you, right? How has it been? Remember to treat others how you would want to be treated, okay? Having empathy and treating each other with respect not only goes a long way, but is also really representative of your character, okay? If someone is rude to you and you're rude to them back, at the end of the day, that's representative of your character. But if someone is rude to you and you're able to respond to them calm and with respect, that shows that is 10 times better than matching energy, okay? And a lot of times when someone's rude to you and you're super nice to them, sometimes it can calm them down or make them, you know, take a step back and realize, oh my God, I've been rude to this person, right? And even if they don't, at the end of the day, you can walk away knowing that you didn't match negative energy, okay? Let's look at it this way, right? If there's any type of disagreement with customer service rep or with a client or with someone on your team or with someone around you or whatnot, right? You know, and in case you're being, you know, if there's the person's yelling at you, being disrespectful, pushy, or lacking empathy, how often does that actually have a long-term positive outcome? Not often. How often does that work well? Not often, because guess what? Even if, let's say, you get yelled at and, you know, there's the argument is quote-unquote resolved after the disrespect or any type of rudeness is created, It all of this can create some type of frustration, and if, even if you say, fine, I'll give you what you want, it might create some resentment in the future, okay? I don't know what's been going on in the air recently, but I'm just noticing this type of energy where, just please keep being positive, keep your head up, treat others, keep treating others with respect, okay? When have we stopped treating others like humans, right? Being on the phone, being on our phones a lot has changed how we interact sometimes. Let's not forget to be human and always remember the importance of effective communication. Text messages can sometimes be misinterpreted. Pick up the phone and call someone if there seems to be any type of misunderstanding, okay? Remember to have empathy, okay? When you have empathy and when you're human with others, it enhances understanding and connections with others. It fosters a positive and supportive environment. It builds trust and strengthens relationships. It encourages collaboration and teamwork. It promotes emotional well-being and mental health. And finally, it leads to greater compassion and kindness in interaction. Okay? Empathy is the greatest virtue. From it, all virtues flow. Catch you tomorrow at 5 a.m.